Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, is it the competition that made you take a step back in your pickleball performance yesterday, or, because I think this is what I've run into of late, expectations.
I thought I was going to take a big step forward. Although, you know, it's still only the second friggin' time I've played, so I don't know how much the step forward is necessarily
going to
be.
Because it doesn't seem... Don't get me wrong, it is difficult, but because it doesn't seem like hitting a golf ball straight seems impossible.
Yes.
Right? It just seems
does,
so.
It definitely does to me.
Hitting the pickleball into the pickleball court doesn't seem impossible
to
me. And yet it's very difficult.
It starts moving really fast. We played doubles with me and Clinton played doubles with a very nice couple. They were both really good. And you know, the great thing was they did most of the work.
You guys were just trying to return it.
Yeah, we were just trying to return it. Normally, it took one return, and then they took over. That's what I'm counting on from my pickleball game, which is my brother, Brian Mashonsky, I'm told is very good.
So he's going to carry the weight.
He says I have to cover a quarter of the court. He'll take the rest.
25%
seems about right. Okay. Yeah. That seems about right. Yeah. So Yates said we kind of caught him in a little bit of a pickle.
Uh-oh.
Right? Am I overstating this, Al?
Pickle? Maybe a little bit. Yeah, he was here to just kind of more talk about the experience of it.
Yes. He said to me, I only went and played with Mason because he was closer to me, which, fine, whatever. But then when we said it was equidistant, had he already committed to Al, Berg, and Jorge, that had you called, he still would have gone your way.
How is it equidistant?
Well, I was saying if it were.
If it were.
He wanted to play. He's putting it off on the geography, but this seems like a decision that was based on he wanted to play.
I think
he
leaned towards you.
Oh, Mason. Do you?
He's a big fan of Steve Mason.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, it was a hell of a rousing,
of course,
ass game.
Of course.
They had 16 courts going at this Memorial Park in Santa Monica. I mean, it's...
And people waiting, too, probably,
right?
It
is huge. It's unbelievable. I read a thing today. The percentage of people playing pickleball is now up 159% from pre-pandemic.
Is this racquetball in 1981?
Might be.
Could be.
Might be.
Yeah. Tim Kempton, who played in the NBA for a long time and has Michael's job for the Phoenix Suns, he's the radio analyst, plays every single day. Plays 7 days a week for 2 hours every morning, and he's got a group of like 8 people, and they just rotate.
He's got to be great.
But he plays every day. Well, he's 7 feet tall, too.
Oh, yeah.
We were losing, tough to
we were losing to really old guys. That was the thing. Really.
I don't know how much, like, physical
this guy in his
fitness.
70s.
I think the
skill
level.
He put his walker down, and then he came out and kicked our ass.
I think knowing how to play is more important than being a great athlete.
And keeping score, forget about it.
It's not that bad.
It's 4-1-2. It's 5-1-1.
Seriously, it sounds like you're getting a girl's phone number
why
when you give
need,
the score.
Why
what
do you
the hell?
Need three
guys,
numbers?
Because
your social security number.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as it sounds, if I guess is the best way to put it.
Okay.
You know, in ping pong, you serve five, I serve five, right?
Yeah,
that's the
right.
rules of ping. It's the same thing. Instead of fives, it's twos.
Okay.
So let's just start with that.
All right.
The second part of it is the serving player is the only player that can score
correct.
A point.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to be serving to score a point. If I win the point as the server, I'm still on serve number one. Once I'm out of serves and you beat me twice, the serve goes to me. That's it.
Travis sounds like a ringer. He knows how to keep score.
So I know how to add.
He's six. Well, you got that ahead of the rest of this crew.
Yeah, no, math. Nobody told me there'd be math.
All right, so same thing for us. We Pasadena, I think I mentioned, there's four courts.
Okay.
Definitely a waiting list.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, the way you do it, just based on these, you basically put your paddle in, okay, red's next, green's next, whatever it is. So that's kind of the system just kind of resets. But for somebody who's never played before, has no idea. I keep hearing people talk about the popularity of the sport.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually being there and seeing people play, I found it fun. I know some people probably don't care about it.
I think it's fun.
I wouldn't be shocked if I play after the pickleball tournament. So I wouldn't be shocked to go out there and play, just get a little bit of a sweat.
Now, my cardio is not there.
As good as it gets.
Plus, I'm down 10 pounds. Keep 10? track. I'm
you're
down
losing,
10
you're
pounds.
A pound a day, I, well, no, are you sure you're not sick?
I stalled at 7 for a while, and now I'm at 10 down. But it's taken me 2 months lose 10 pounds.
John, I'm going to
ask. So I had no calories going either.
I'm going to ask you this, and then Mace will get your
10 pounds
answer.
Down, yeah.
Let's assume that all the ESPN LA teams are in one pod.
Okay.
Okay, they're all playing each other, that they're not playing pickleball people.
Right.
Is there any team that Al and I, or Mace and his brother, going up against should feel like we got no chance against that?
Kirk and DeMarco.
You think so?
Yeah.
They're not pickleball people. They're new to it like the rest of us.
Their fast twitch muscles are so good that they're I don't know how you I don't know how you guys are going to get the ball by those two.
But here's the thing. I'm told that my brother plays every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because so there's your hope.
For the last few years.
That Mace literally stands and leans up against the fence and let Brian take over.
Light up a joint and just watch it play out.
Just have 1 foot in the absolute corner.
Correct, yes.
Just wait there.
We'd be underdogs against DeMarco and Kirk, don't get me wrong, Al, but I don't feel like we'd have zero chance.
I do. If you play them, I want 10 grand in mythical money on them.
Well, this is the difference. You're always the don't ever bet against the athletes.
Yes.
Right.
This is the one moment where I've heard
Having played a little bit, and I'm far from it, but it's not a particularly athletic endeavor. It's a much more skillful endeavor.
Right. Yes.
It's
surgical.
It's quickness more than it is speed.
Yes. But even more than it's about I need to know where to hit it, not how hard I hit it, not with the spin that I hit it with. I need to know how to put the ball at Al's feet.
See, I want to talk to the people that are putting it together because right now, like, I have a bracket. You guys have a bracket. Whoever else, Sonato and Cap, have a bracket. Why aren't we all in one bracket?
So we don't know how that works.
The winner of that advances to the real bracket.
Well, maybe the brackets are named after the shows, but we're all in one of the brackets.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah. I would put all you guys
have to face each
in
other.
One bracket. Yeah, exactly. And then whoever comes out of that would play like
go
the other side.
Real ringers. Real.
The second teams. Any real radio place. Guys get on the court with pickleball people, they're getting their clocks called.
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously.
Well, I don't know. If DeMarco and Kirk play Mason and his brother, and Mason's brother plays every day, I'm still betting on DeMarco and Kirk.
No, I'm saying that whoever comes out of the radio bracket
will lose
smashed by a pickleball person, regardless of who it is.
Difficult thing is, I cannot imagine advancing to the final and playing that many matches. I don't
is
think
it like
I
the
have
NCAA
that
tournament?
In
you have
me.
To win 7 matches?
Yeah,
is
it, how many is teams, six? You know?
64.
Oh, then yeah.
Yeah, then
exactly
that's
like
it.
The NCAA tournament.
You got to get 6. But the matches go pretty fast.
Yeah, they're 15 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes maybe.
Tops.
I was breathing hard, man.
How long were you guys out there for?
About an hour and a half, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's an hour and a half.
Clinton's pretty good. Clinton's played tennis, so he's got, he's got like a backhand.
Yeah. There's a little crossover. Yeah. John, I gave Emily the opportunity to try to convince me to watch and root for UCLA in the basketball tournament.
Yeah, did you watch last night?
I know they won.
Yep.
I know that they're really
huge
good.
Huge game Saturday night.
Against Arizona, right?
Yep, right.
Yeah, I know they're really good. I know Tiger Campbell.
They're great.
I know Jaquez. I know a couple of their guys, but I can't find the juice.
Yeah.
Where's the juice?
They're very fun to watch because they play both ways. They lock people up defensively and often. They're just like uber efficient. I don't know if they're good enough to win the whole thing. If they get a one seed, I think if they win Saturday night, they're going to get a one seed. The one thing that I loved about Johnny Juzang was that if we needed a basket at the end of a game, he could get it. I don't know who that is now. Jaquez is more of a, he just does everything well, but he's not the throw it to him and let him
he's
go
kind
one
of a
on blood one.
Guts guy, right? He plays really hard.
Tiger Campbell, same way. He can beat people off the dribble, but I think if you double team Tiger and you put a big body on Jaquez, I wonder who is hitting that shot. If they answer that question, I think they could go really deep.
Mace, were you back in the day more of a March Madness guy, or are you still? Or are you still?
We used to make a big deal out of the SC-UCLA regular season games.
You know, basketball?
It's
different now.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know why it's different. Do you think it's the one and done?
Yes, but here's the thing. Outside of UCLA, how many college basketball players can you name?
Not very many.
The one he said.
Yeah.
That one.
That you don't know
that's
the players.
The problem. If I don't know any of the players. It's really hard for me to be invested in it outside of an alma mater or something like that.
Yeah. Right. That if like, I can't tell you this year, anybody who plays for Duke, anybody who plays for Kentucky.
Carolina might not even make it. Indiana, Michigan State, Kentucky, all these teams that we used to know, four or five of the guys on the team, you know none.
But yeah. Michael knows a handful of them.
The beauty of the NCAA tournament, though, is that everybody in the world can fill out a bracket, and that becomes the thing. Now, a week from... Let's see, a week from today or 2 weeks from today, we're all going to sit here and pretend like we know the coaches, the players. I like Creighton to advance.
I will make you guys a bet. I will not be the guy pretending to know.
Oh, come on. Pretend to know.
I have no idea.
It's a game we play.
I will fill out a bracket.
Yeah, here's something that I don't get about college basketball. Have you guys paid any attention to what's going on with Georgetown?
Yeah, I've hung on every moment.
Okay.
No.
They might be the worst team in the country.
Really?
Is Patrick Ewing still the coach?
Yes. And this is a blatant case of some administrator loves the name Patrick Ewing because he's terrible.
Yeah, and Georgetown has historically been a powerhouse. Yeah.
Right. Same thing with Louisville. Louisville is awful this year.
Who's their coach?
I don't know. They fired three
Rick
people.
Pitino.
Not Patino.
And then the guy after that they fired. Okay. And now they're like, I think they're like 3-20.
Jeez.
You know, so there's some North Carolina's on the bubble. Kentucky's on the bubble. This year there's a lot of blue bloods that won't be in it.
Duke might not make it, right? Emily, she's our college basketball. Yeah.
Duke will likely make the tournament, but they won't be a high seed.
Who
like
are
a
you,
five
Joe
six.
Lenardi over there?
She's
what
an
is
ACC girl. She's a UVA grad.
Yeah.
Well, they're good, right? They have Tony Bennett, right?
Yeah, they'll be a 2 or 3 seed.
Who do you have in the one line? No, these are just things I say.
Guy that
Houston, UCLA,
Jerry Palm.
Maybe Alabama.
Well, I heard UCLA is out right now. They're fifth, but they would be the second seed in the East. But
if they win Saturday,
they would be a number one seed.
So they'd get the worst number one seed in their bracket.
I think they might even be number one in the West. They might keep all those teams like close to home.
Best athlete to have hosted SNL.
Okay, so this is a subject that is close to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is I've seen every athlete SNL ever. The answer is Charles Barkley. He's hosted it 4 times.
Okay.
Jordan was good.
I thought Peyton Manning was excellent.
I thought Peyton, too.
I like Peyton.
Jordan was good. Gretzky was good. LeBron was surprisingly good. There's a very funny...
Do you know how long ago it was he hosted? We looked it up today.
I would say probably like 2007, 2008.
Exactly right. It's exactly right.
Yeah.
16 years ago.
Mason and I were there 1 year when he hosted the ESPYs, and he did a good job.
Yeah.
But it's hard. Barkley is the answer, though.
The best, I'm not going to say the line, but the best athlete line on Saturday Night Live was Joe Montana. Do you guys remember the line?
No.
I'll let you go YouTube because I think it would get me fired if I said
really?
On the air.
Yeah.
But it was,
I think I'm going to go. I remember that.
I read one of the jokes that Chris Rock is going to do tomorrow night about Will Smith and
What is Chris Rock doing tomorrow night?
He's doing a live comedy special on Netflix.
Oh, good.
And he's supposed to talk about Will Smith for the first time.
You said, damn, like in what
Can't
sense?
Even repeat it.
No, but is it?
I honestly don't even know if I can think it. That, yeah. No, it's.
Well, I know what I'm doing tomorrow night.
Mean-spirited? what lane are we in?
We're in the extremely, extremely edgy, oh my God, I can't believe he said that lane.
Wow. Yeah. Well, think about this. Yeah. Will Smith stood up in front of a packed auditorium.
10 million people watched that on TV.
Assaulted somebody on live TV, and then 45 minutes later got a standing ovation. And people wonder why people aren't going to the movies. I mean, can you be more out of touch than that?
I need to end Super Crosstalk so you can tell me the joke.
Oh, yeah.
I need to do that. Super Crosstalk's powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy Friday. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Do people know what that means now?
Yeah. I hope so.
If they don't, screw them.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. It's Friday.
It's Friday. Yeah. Friday.
You don't know, screw you.
Exactly.
If you don't know, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. You missed a lot of shows here. So what's pickleball last night was fun.
How'd you do?
I officially have developed a new move. It's called the swing and miss.
Wow.
The swing and miss.
Well, if there's wind involved in elements. And,
yes,
you know,
sure. There was no wind and there were no elements, and I was still swinging and missing. Now, how did you guys' match go?
Oh, great. I thought it was fun. I mean, Jorge got there a little bit after I played two games with Sliwa, and then he played with Sliwa. And I think
Jorge's
you guys played
kind
well.
Of a natural, I think.
Yeah, and I played with Andy Kamenetsky, quite a surprise.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, he's really good.
Good. So
really,
really good. The Cam brothers.
You know, the difference yesterday is we played with actual players against
that's what
actual
we did
players.
Too.
And it was like,
yeah,
oh, this is different.
They're really good. Yeah. they're really good. And I'm
oh,
it is totally
there's someone
different.
Hitting it at me.
Yeah, it's
totally different playing against people that actually know how to play versus all of us playing for our second time ever.
Yes.
And They hit the ball a little bit harder than we
they
do.
They do. There's a little more spin. They hit the ball a little harder.
Yeah.
They don't pop
lob
the ball
it on
up.
You.
They're lobbing.
Yeah, they're getting to balls that I'm not getting to just yet.
Yeah. No, not yet.
DeAndre Hawkins, though.
DeAndre Hawkins can
horrible.
Play? Oh, is he horrible?
Yeah.
Who's in the promotions
Who's
department?
In our promotions
and social
department.
Media.
Social media guy.
Wait,
so
DeAndre
terrible,
is
huh?
bad at pickleball?
Horrible.
Horrible.
Really?
Horrible. All caps. Horrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was rough.
I got the text.
So there is your athlete who is not good at pickleball. Does that change your mind about DeMarco
and
Kirk?
No, because I've seen DeMarco and Kirk play other sports, and they're good.
Yeah, the other thing is DeMarco apparently plays a lot.
He does.
That, to me, makes a huge difference.
You guys don't understand. Like, those guys like DeMarco and Kirk, what make them unique and what allowed them to get to the NFL is they're huge guys. They're big physically, but they're super quick. Like, you know that dumb slap game you and I play?
Yeah.
They would destroy either one of us in that game because they're so quick. Their quick twitch muscles are right there.
Yeah, plus give DeAndre like four games, he'll pick
you
up.
Lost, but
did I lose?
Yeah,
but it was close.
That's okay.
Right?
I'll give you a rematch if you want.
It was close. It was very close.
Make sure we're on YouTube on that day.
Okay.
No, exactly. So Lakers back on the floor tonight, and I you're gonna hate me for this, but
you're still saying they're not making the play-in.
I don't believe they're gonna make the play-in.
Yeah, they're gonna make the play-in.
I think it's too little, too late. I love the roster as they've assembled it now, but without LeBron James, I just don't see how they get through this. But
you just made the list.
It's all going to come down to Anthony Davis and what Anthony Davis can deliver, especially tonight. No D'Angelo Russell.
Right.
Anthony Davis, the Lakers will go as far as he can carry.
I agree. I think he will play tonight. And I've always wondered about this.
Oh, by the way, he's probable for tonight. I just read that.
I think he's going to play. Okay, so you guys give me your opinion on this.
Okay.
The Timberwolves have been in L.A. They've been here since Monday.
Mm.
Okay, they beat the Clippers on Tuesday night. They had Wednesday night off, Thursday night off. They play the Lakers tonight. Now, Michael, who will be along shortly, Michael's coming in today, would tell you that this is very good for the Lakers.
Yeah.
Because when teams, particularly young teams, come in from out of town and have not one, but two nights off in Hollywood.
Yeah.
They stay out all night.
I saw Gobert at the clubs last night.
First of all, I don't think Gobert was at the clubs, but I know you weren't.
No, I definitely was not. I still do some clubbing.
So last time you set foot in a club.
Let's see. Clubs.
Are you talking like an oomph club, or are you talking like
actual club? Like last year, when my brother-in-law was in town, all he cared about was
going to
Vanderpump Rules. We went to the Abbey.
Now,
I got upstairs and danced on the
table. That's a bar.
The Abbey is a bar. I don't think that's a club,
no,
right?
It's a bar.
Clubs are where you have to pay for bottle service.
I would never do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Right, so when was the last time you were...
Is there a bigger ripoff than bottle service anywhere in America?
$1,000 for a bottle of Sky
Vodka. No, you got to buy the whole bottle.
Maybe like full service gas where you pay for someone else to pump your gas is a bigger ripoff, but I think bottle service might be number one.
Bottle service is a scam.
So when was the last time you were actually in a bar and the last time you were in a club?
Okay, so bar. Can't think of it. Club, though. Can't think of it either.
I was in a bar and a club last night.
No, where were you?
I was at a place called the 900 Club. Amanda's been there.
Yeah?
Is
it a club?
Matter of fact, I took Amanda there once for her birthday. And I forgot something.
Oh, geez.
So we all went to this place called Petros for dinner, okay, which Amanda likes.
Is it a Greek place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, what did we have there? About 20 people?
Yeah, there were about 20 of us.
It was really fun. We had a really good time. So dinner ended. Everybody was still up for going out.
Yeah.
And somebody said, let's go to the 900 Club. Which is a private club. You got to have, as long as one person's a member.
Like a membership club?
Yeah, you can bring anybody you want. So Lisa and I said, well, we're members at 900. Let's go there. So we go to 900. The party keeps going. Everybody's having a good time. And I was just worried about Amanda because it was her birthday and had a good time. And Lisa and I went, well, it's like midnight. We're leaving.
Yeah.
And Amanda, what I forgot was we were the only members. So
it was on your tab.
Right. So the group kept drinking.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Amanda. I might not have to buy you anything for like 3 years now.
Ever again.
Yeah. It was really fun.
20 people at dinner. Do you do the, we had this, but we didn't drink, and you had that.
No, I just picked it up.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Long arms Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, because Amanda, like Lisa loves Amanda, and it was her birthday, and you know, I didn't get her anything
else. I tend to pick up the check. Although there's somebody in my family who's got like, Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. They just, like, the check comes, I got to go to the bathroom.
All right, so
and I
have
really
a friend in high school that does the thing you were talking about that grabs the bill right away, and you're thinking, okay, he's going for the bill, and he'll go, all right, I owe $760. And I went,
what a pain in the ass.
I went, well, there's six people here,
yeah,
and the tab is $120. Why don't we all just pay $20?
Right.
He goes, because I only owe $760.
Right. And I'm always the one that doesn't drink.
Like, dude, keep your money in your pocket. I'll cover your $760.
I'm always the one that doesn't drink. And then somebody at the table will say, yeah, but I didn't drink, so I shouldn't have to pay for that. Let's separate out the drink. It's like, oh, yeah. God.
I'm lucky. Most of the people I go out to dinner with are always offer to pay.
Yeah.
The most generous person that you can possibly go out to dinner with is Michael.
Yeah.
Because he'll just grab the check and pay the whole thing.
Yes.
And if you say, can I give you some money? He'll go, nah, don't worry about it. And like, I'm to the point now where Stu and I both are like, take it.
Right.
You have to take it.
Sure.
We don't want you buying us dinner 20 times this year.
Yeah.
And most of the time he'll just say, nope, don't want it.
I cannot remember the last time I didn't pick up the check.
Last year on your birthday when we went in the Rompers.
I tried to
you
pick up
tried
the check.
To, but you
I
didn't.
I even went
I
to the
did.
Server and I said, hey, make sure you bring the check to me.
Yeah, but I paid.
If
yeah,
you went out with Michael, you wouldn't pay.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, if he ever asked you.
I bet my arms are longer than my. I bet I could.
Impossible.
You don't think?
No, he would. He cuts a deal with like the people when we get there.
He like whispers to them.
Yeah.
I've been out with them in Vegas before and like Michael always.
And the next thing you know, Michael will go, let's go. And we go, well, we got to pay. He goes, nope, got it. And we're like,
wow.
Really?
That's like, very nice.
We didn't even see an exchange of credit cards.
Yeah.
A little Godfather music?
Just a little random Godfather. So there's a lot coming up today. Michael Thompson's going to be here tonight. Big game for the Lakers.
I feel like we
They're
have
all
way
really
more
big games.
Stuff today than we'll ever get to.
Yeah. It's F it Friday.
Loaded. It's loaded
F it Friday. We got so much going on. And tonight, John, I'm going to say something about tonight.
F it Friday. You're going?
No.
What do you
I
mean?
Didn't,
no.
I wasn't going to say that.
What do you mean?
No, I was
not
that's
even for
not,
a half.
No, that's not the thing I was going to
okay,
say.
Okay, what are you going to say?
I will tell you next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. So there's a difference between literal and figurative, John.
Okay.
Okay. Tonight is a must-win for the Lakers, figuratively. It is effective.
Explain to me why.
Okay. It's effectively a two-game swing with the team, one of the teams that you're chasing.
But isn't that true about pretty much almost every opponent the rest of the way?
No.
Sunday, the Warriors in here. Same
Sunday,
thing.
Sunday, Warriors are in. I think the Warriors are in. They're the 5 seed now. I think they're fine.
You
Warriors
know,
have won four in a row. They're the 5 seed.
Right. They're the 5 seed. Off top of your head, how many games do you think the Lakers are behind the Warriors right now?
Two and a half?
Three.
Three, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Oh, it's very close, but you're giving up a full game to Minnesota if you lose tonight.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Figurative, literally. You always say literally. No, there will be a game on Sunday no matter what. And I agree, but figuratively, every one of these games is must win.
No. Instead of calling them must win, why wouldn't you refer to them as better win?
Well, they're all better win.
Yeah.
But I'm figuratively using must win.
Yeah. Must win should be reserved for games so that if you don't win, your season is over.
You're so literal. You're being so literal right
now. Well, okay.
Now.
So if I got mad at you and I said, I'll kill you.
Right. You're not literally going to kill him.
Right. If somebody says, Mason drank the last Diet Coke, yes. And I say, oh, I'm going to kill him.
Right. I was counting that. That's figurative.
Right.
Right. It's not literal. You're not literally going to kill him. So tonight is must win figuratively, not literally.
Yeah. So if you'd like
I'm trying to teach vocabulary.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to do everything figurative, I mean, not that we would
most
ever.
Most things are, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah. I was going to say, not that we would ever go to extremes on this show.
Are you confused over there, Jorge?
Jorge, is tonight a must win or not?
All of them are must win right now.
Yes.
Yes. But, figuratively.
Yeah, figuratively.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. But if they lose tonight and they lose Sunday, okay, they have 19 games left, and then they go on a 17-game win streak.
Didn't it turn out that
these two games were not must win?
Well, they weren't. Well,
yeah,
they were not.
There you go.
Right. By the way, like when we say Bergman, you're dumb, we don't mean literally dumb.
I do.
We mean figuratively dumb.
John
means literally, and I mean figuratively.
As I've beaten him the last 3 out of 4 months in the game of games.
I don't understand why. Somebody asked me this over the weekend. What? Why are you so bad at Game of Games?
You?
Yeah, why am I so bad at Game of Games?
You don't care as much as me and Bergman do.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Like, I could...
I mean, it's fun. There needs to be some type of competition. If John is running away...
I'm glad Greg's here because he's the only one that values it as much as I do.
I want to win. I don't
Bergman,
like
Bergman, you've won the last...
3 of the last 4 months.
I think you've won four of the last four
months.
No, Jorge won in December.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to let him get out to a big lead.
Sure.
I think he'll win.
Sure, that's
I think he'll win this month, yes. too.
Okay.
And then next month, April, I might be able to beat him because I think I only have a minimum amount of Laker games.
Yes, so it could
but
be
then,
a very minimum
so he's
amount.
So he's going to get super cocky that he's up 3 months to 0.
Yes.
And then I'm just going to blitz him.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that. Look, I'm bringing it out of you now.
I have yet to win a game of games this month.
Greg, I'd love if there was a way. I don't know if there is. But it'd be awesome if, like, on Around the Horn, they have the exact standings.
Oh, we have
like,
them.
If we could figure out... No, you have the months.
About, actual games.
Because I bet you it would be, like, I've probably won 100 times. You've probably won 90.
Yeah.
Jorge's probably won 50. I think Mason's won less than 5.
Oh, it's not less than 5.
Like,
I'm not
total.
That dumb.
Like, total right. games.
What do you think? How many total?
I would say, I'll give you a little benefit of the doubt. You're probably around... 8.
I tied for the lead in 1 month.
Yeah, with four.
Yeah. Like you won four.
That was four of the 8.
Take what you can get. Take what you can get. So tomorrow, you see this tomorrow night, Chris Rock is doing the live thing.
See, I didn't know this until you brought it up.
Yeah, he's doing a live thing. Apparently, this is the first live comedy special they're doing on Netflix. I would imagine they're going to do it again at some point. But Chris Rock will speak for the first time about Will Smith.
I'm surprised he's held his tongue for this long.
I told you one of the jokes.
Yeah. It's now making its way around social media, so it's out there if you want to read it.
I wouldn't say it. I want to be surprised. I don't know what time it's on, but hopefully it's on before Travis Kelce and Saturday Night Live.
I think yesterday Sex Life came back.
What's Sex Life?
Do you guys, any of you guys watch Sex Life?
Okay. I don't know what that is. Yeah.
No, so there's this ridiculously attractive woman. She was on Sopranos. She had a show
on
USA. No, she was the one where Tony went to Italy and he had a mistress.
Oh, I remember her.
That was so hot, he couldn't stay away
from
her.
I remember her.
That actress's name is Sarah Shahi, and she's the star of Sex Life. So the story of Sex Life is it's the most popular show on Netflix with women.
Okay.
So here's the basis.
Yep.
She is a young, attractive girl living in New York.
Okay.
And she's got a kind of a rock star boyfriend, and they're hot and heavy. He's really good looking, so is she. And he breaks her heart. Okay. So she says, I got to stay away from these bad boys. I'm going to live a normal life. So she meets like a stockbroker and she marries him and they have 2 kids.
Right.
Well, now she's starting to have an affair with the old boyfriend. And so it's a choice between what's more important, your regular life or sex. Sex or life. Because she's trying to do both.
What's your answer?
Both.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the right answer.
But here's how weird this show is.
Yeah.
So... The male lead in the show is this ridiculously good-looking dude. And so I told you the prop.
Is he the boyfriend or the husband?
The boyfriend.
The boyfriend, okay.
Sarah Shahi in real life was married when the show started. She has left her husband in real life to be with this guy. So the chemistry.
Oh, so she did go with the guy who's the boyfriend.
She chose sex.
Oh, wow.
So, but every woman debates what's more important, that you have a really hot sex life, but the guy's kind of a weasel.
Right.
Or you have a stable guy, but your sex life's not that great.
Okay, so here's a, this is sort of a related question. So this guy named Penn Badgley, he's an actor.
I know he is.
He's in this show
he
called-
He was on Gossip Girl.
Right, he's got this show called You.
Yeah, big hit.
Super creepy show. And he is-
He's a serial killer,
he's
right?
He's a serial yeah. killer, and he puts girls in by. It's very disgusting.
Yeah, but first he seduces them and goes right. out with them. Yeah.
So he has pledged to his new wife, and sex is a huge part of this show.
Right.
Pledged to his new wife that he won't do any more sex scenes on the show.
Is the show okay with that?
The show is going to run with it. They're going okay. to make this accommodation. But it would it bother you to see Lisa, if she was an actress,
mm-hmm.
doing love scenes with somebody else?
No. I think that's her job.
See, that's what I think, too. Do women agree?
Well, Juan's an actor, at least sometimes.
Yeah.
If he...
All the time.
Yeah, if he was doing that in a scene, I don't think you'd get
no,
all
I would,
bent out of shape.
It's a job.
You decided to partner off with an actor.
Now, sometimes it goes bad, right? Like, was it Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt were co-stars, and
yeah.
then he dumped Jennifer Aniston?
Yep.
Right? So that it can go bad.
Yeah.
You can't fall in love with the person you have all the love scenes with. But it is acting, isn't it, Boss Amanda?
Yeah, it's
would it bother
acting.
Would it bother you if your boyfriend...
If you were dating an actor, and he had a lot of steamy scenes with an actress, is it bugging you?
Well, I don't think I would date an actor, one, for that reason.
By the way, I think you've truer words were never spoken. Don't date an actor.
Yeah,
that's good.
Why? What do you mean you date an actor?
I know. I'm. But I,
don't do as I say, not as I do.
Actors are crazy. I mean, it's just a fact.
Well, I remember you told me, John, let me give you some advice. This was 20 years ago. You said, never date anyone with a headshot. And you and Juan now both have headshots.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
So you broke your own rule.
Yeah. So, anyway, Chris Rock tomorrow night. I was going to, World Baseball Classic. Are you excited at all for the World Baseball Classic?
I don't think I'm going to watch it. But
no, not really.
But it seems to mean something to the players,
yes.
which I think is good.
So, the U.S. team.
Mike Trout's playing on the U.S. team, right?
Yeah, listen to the lineup for the U.S.
Mookie
team.
Betts, too, I think.
Mookie Betts leading off. Trey Turner batting second. Mike Trout batting third. Paul Goldschmidt cleanup. Kyle Schwarber fifth. Pete Alonso sixth. Kyle Tucker seven. Nolan Arenado eight. And JT Realmuto
Nolan
nine.
Arenado eight.
Eight.
Batting eighth.
Can you imagine this
But that
team?
Team's got to be the favorite, right?
So they did this this weird, I don't know, you know how they do this, something wins added, wins, you know, wins above all that stuff. They say the only team that comes close to the historical comp for this team is the 1928 New York Yankees.
With
that's how
Ruth,
good this lineup
Gehrig,
is.
Yeah, all yeah. those dudes.
The second best team is the DR, Julio Rodriguez, Wander Franco, Vladimir Guerrero, Juan Soto, Manny Machado. Oh, that's a tough middle of the lineup. And down the line. So, but I think it'll be fun. I'm interested in watching it.
I'm surprised that they're basically, Greg, shutting down spring training for the WBC, right?
Yeah, no, I think they're still playing. Like, Miguel Rojas is out of the WBC. He's going to continue playing.
Yeah, so there right. will continue to be spring
so
training.
It's, right, it's just those players that are people. In the WBC Correct. Are just leave their spring training facility and come
right.
back.
When right. does the WBC start, Greg? I know you're a huge fan.
I am going a huge fan. I watch it all the time, and I'm just going to keep vamping while I look up WBC start date.
While you're vamping, I've got an amazing
It's
stat.
Tuesday, March 7th to Tuesday, March 21st.
Okay, want to hear something crazy, John?
Sure.
The spring training. Astros and Braves.
Okay.
Combined for 25 hits and 19 runs. That featured a 6-run eighth inning. Time of game, 2 hours, 28 minutes. That is for a game with 25 hits and 19 runs.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Baseball is finally figuring it out.
Yeah, it's going to make a huge
difference. We don't want 4 or 5 hour games anymore, people.
Although Bergman showed me a clip today. Max Scherzer apparently made a pitch. Guy hit into a double play. You think it's all done. Then the umpire says, no, you weren't in time, so the double play got recalled.
Oh, I'm sure Max, knowing his temper, was
I'm sure he's
fine
thrilled
with that.
With that.
Yeah.
Thrilled
Thankfully,
with that.
It was a spring training game, so he doesn't get too upset. But if that was a regular season game or, God forbid, a playoff
he
game.
He would go ape you know what.
Yes, he would.
Yeah.
Yes,
I don't know. I don't know if that umpire is making it out of there alive.
So you were talking about, is HBO the place where Sex Life is on?
Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
Yeah.
So I read, you know how they do this time of year, those brackets with different subjects like greatest villain of all time, greatest.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's one for greatest HBO character of all time.
Oh, that's hard.
It's really hard. Greatest HBO character of all time.
All right. So I'm just going to tell you who popped into my house and head when you said it. Larry David is the first thing that popped into my head.
Yes.
But I don't know if he beats Tony Soprano.
Soprano's awesome.
I just don't know. How about Omar from The Wire?
That was mine.
Omar, that's that was
mine. Yeah.
You know what? Mine is.
By the way, what about somebody from Game of Thrones? What about Khaleesi or Jon Snow?
What
or,
about Selena Myers from Veep?
Okay. Meyer. Singular. And Julia.
You know, the first one that popped in my head was Pauly from The Sopranos.
Great choice.
Love Pauly with the wings.
Yeah.
Such a great show.
Yeah, that guy just, Tony Sirico, but just
he
passed away.
He did just pass away, yeah. I just remember that scene where we were talking about the other day where they got to put Vincent Pastore down.
Yeah. Not in the face.
On the boat. And he realizes he's going to get it, and he says, can I have one last drink?
And he says, hey, how about not in the face?
Not in the face.
And he goes, can't promise you anything.
Yeah, yeah, God. What a great show.
His character's name, don't try and get me canceled.
I don't know what you'd say.
Don't think I can even say it?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it.
But they called him, I remember the line was, he said, how about not in the face? Can't promise anything, puss.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It was just like, okay.
Yeah, this is a great show. Jorge, any great HBO characters?
Nah, you guys said them all.
Oh, you just basically you're saying what they said?
Exactly.
What they said.
I don't watch so many shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
HBO, if you told me I could only have 5 channels on my TV, HBO would be one of them.
HBO would absolutely be one of them. And you still haven't watched White Lotus.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Yeah.
No, you won't. By the way, okay, off the top of your head. So HBO, ESPN.
Yep.
Those are the two locks.
Yep.
I don't watch a lot of network TV, but I want to watch the NFL. So can I just say my third one is NFL Sunday Ticket?
Well, that's on YouTube now.
Yeah. So, okay, that's 3. What other channels would I have?
Let's see.
You have to have Sportsnet LA, right?
Sportsnet
LA. Well, I'm at all the games.
Oh, you're at all the games. Well, no, for the Dodgers.
For Dodgers,
Sportsnet LA, you got to have.
I need, which one's, Spectrum Sportsnet is Lakers. Lakers,
right.
Sports
I had
LA
it right.
Dodgers. Okay, so yeah, so that one, and I got one left, so for me it's easy.
Hmm.
Bravo.
Bravo.
Yeah.
You and your Bravo.
You've lost
universe.
Hallmark.
Oh, I got to make room.
You're losing Sportsnet LA, aren't you?
You're giving up on the Dodgers for Hallmark movies?
I am.
Yeah,
I am.
That's so sad. All right, coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Ireland's wheel today.
A lot of good ones on here. Okay, this has come up over the years in different iterations.
Okay. I'm surprised. Different iterations.
Shocking. We've never.
I want you to go back to when you were a student. Okay, let's say a high school, college student.
Yep.
What would you do if a classmate asked you for the answer to a question during an exam when the teacher was not looking? Jorge?
I'll give it to him.
Greg?
Yeah, I'm just going to move my arm and say, there it is.
Mace?
Absolutely not.
You are such a nerd.
That is such a terrible. This is a matter of ethics.
I did this for years at UCLA, and I got 2 point guards through sociology. Hey, Ireland, move your elbow. Sure.
No, ethics, man.
I was Mason would be the one.
Values.
Kid, Mason would be the kid that would point out to the teacher. Teacher, George Priotis just asked me to move my elbow.
Nerd power through the nerds.
Yeah, by the way, I don't think there's another side.
No, you cannot see my paper.
This is values. Like what,
Amanda?
What values do you have?
Amanda,
move your elbow.
I'm actually with Mace on this one.
Oh, please.
I would honestly ignore the person.
It's us against the teacher.
No.
We have to unite.
If I'm studying and I'm putting the work in, then your butt needs to do the same thing.
But what does it matter?
Figure it out.
What is it?
Thank you, Greg.
What does it matter? Like, really? I'm not trying to help you skate through life
so you can be a loser and not contribute
to society.
That
means working for what we do on a regular
basis.
There's
no GPA on the certificate.
Right, exactly.
Amanda, Mace, both of you. Mm-hmm. What would it make a difference if the person was really, really good looking?
No.
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 See, for me, I not only in that case, Jorge, I don't even move my elbow. I just take my paper and hand it to him.
Even the ugly ones, I might get lucky.
No, absolutely. Get
Michael in here.
Michael's going to be on our side.
No, he will not. Michael will not be on your side.
Michael had a bag of money thrown at him. He's not going to care about this.
So, Michael, we're sitting in class. Take you back to your University of Minnesota days. You and I were in an exam. I noticed that you are completing your test with great confidence.
Yeah.
And I say, teacher's not looking. I say, psst, Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
What's the answer to number 6?
Yeah.
How do you handle it?
Well, I give it to you.
Just don't. Thank you.
Now,
thank you, Michael.
It's an essay. Just don't write it down exactly like I write it, but right. I'd let you know. I don't care.
Where are your ethics?
Well, because
I thought you had a backbone. I thought you had ethics, Michael. Values.
If you want to cheat, that's on you.
No,
that's true.
The cheating is part. You're the one that's facilitating.
I'm not cheating.
The cheating.
You're cheating.
No, you're facilitating the cheating. Well, that's as bad as
I know the material. I got caught in high school once doing this, and the teacher came up to me and the student next to me, and he grabbed both our papers.
Right.
And he said, all right, you're done, you're done.
Right.
And I waited till after the class was over, and I said, that's not fair. I know this stuff cold.
Exactly.
He goes, really? He goes, yeah. And he starts reading me. He goes, then we'll do it orally.
Yeah.
I think he thought he was going to embarrass
right.
me, and I just nailed it.
See, I would have flunked
you
out.
Look at it as tutoring. You're tutoring the other guy.
No, you're not tutoring. It's a test.
Put up a poll.
Life is hard.
Mace.
Flunk the test
okay.
if you're going to flunk
Mace,
the test.
What about this?
Okay. Put up a poll.
What about this? You're a student. Pretend you got a time machine.
Yes.
You're a student at USC.
Okay.
Okay. And the student that asks you for help is Caleb Williams.
Mm.
And you've got a big game this weekend. And if he fails the class, he can't play. What do you do then?
Then what do you do, Mace? Aha. Yeah. Now he's thinking
what
about
What do you
it.
Do then?
Where's your ethics,
Mr.
Mace?
Mr. Trojan.
Yeah. Mr. Ethics. Mr. Morality. Mr. Mm. Do the work yourself.
What do you do then? You want Caleb Williams out of the Rose Bowl?
Well, first of all,
this is the point where Mason changes his
styles. Man, you just cannot stick to your convictions.
My ass, I'm sorry. Caleb, go do the work.
No way, you're
Mason
giving it to him.
Mason just cost USC the national championship because he wouldn't give him the answer to question number 6.
Because here's the thing, if I'm giving the answer, I'm cheating.
No, you're not.
Yes,
I am.
He's cheating.
Oh, no.
He's cheating off of you.
If I'm handing somebody the answer or showing them the answer, then I'm cheating. And I got to look at myself in the mirror in the morning and say, you know, I do the right thing in life.
Screw the nerds.
All right, wait a minute.
Screw the nerds. Where are these things coming from?
Now, wait a minute. So, Mace.
Nerd crisis.
I've never heard these things before.
If I have an affair with Amanda.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Nerd.
Ooh, this just got really uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah, she's really cringing. Look at her.
I'm obviously cheating because I'm married.
Yeah.
Is she? Is Amanda?
Of course.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Who's she
cheating not married.
On?
She's not. Cheating on Lisa.
But she's not married to Lisa. I am.
Right. But no, the reality is if you are involved with a married guy,
right,
it's on you. That's not right.
No, it's on the married guy.
It's values.
Michael,
John is right.
Do we have no values anymore? Do we have no ethics anymore?
The answer to both those questions is, of course, we don't have any values or any ethics. Have you been on the planet for the last 10 years?
I do have values and ethics. There are certain things that I just wouldn't do. Like if I knew.
Like let Caleb Williams copy your test and keep him in the Rose Bowl?
You always choose the most difficult hypothetical.
That's when the chips are down.
That's right. That's when you have to
When you're faced with the hardest decision.
Sticking to my guns.
Yeah, nerd power.
Yeah, you've been
yeah, we have the nerd drops now.
Yeah,
that's great.
You've been kicked out of the USC
Kids,
family.
If you're listening, do your work and do your test yourself.
Kids, if you're listening, sit next to the smartest kid in the class
Where
and give him one
these
of these.
Where are things coming from? Nerd crisis. Look, I've never heard any of these things before.
Screw the nerds.
Look, if you know your stuff, you're going to pass. The fact that I'm asking you for number 6, you don't know if I'm going to pass or not.
I know it's going to help you pass.
No, you don't.
You know you're all about
if
you.
If I give you the right answer number 6,
for number 6, that's one question.
But Jorge, then why am I going to help you cheat? Because you may not even pass. So what's the point of getting caught cheating? Because I may potentially get caught.
But what do you care?
And you may not even pass because I get in trouble I get caught.
If I get caught.
What's the difference between helping out a guy academically or if you walk into your car, guy says, hey, man, I'm really hungry. Can you give me $10? And you go, no, go get a job.
Well, I don't do that either, Michael. What's the difference? Is that what you say to people?
No, I'm saying
no, he gives them money.
If you did that, what's the difference? If you say, I'm not going to give you the money, go work for it.
I'm not equating.
It's the same thing.
No. We're asking if you can be helpful or not helpful.
I'm not.
You're choosing not to
help. I'm
not
comparing homelessness to algebra.
No, but what Michael's point is you're choosing not to help another person.
Because he wouldn't go work for his money. See?
That guy has no chance.
It's just as easy.
Life and school are two different things.
Yeah.
No, because that guy maybe doesn't want to go work. Maybe he can go sweep a floor or something and get $20, can't he?
I don't know.
Oh, unless he's handicapped. If he's able-bodied walking up to you.
What if he's a vet?
A homeless vet.
Yeah.
But that doesn't keep him.
But he can still go get a job.
Yeah.
But mentally ill.
Oh, that's different if they're mentally ill.
Well, don't you think a lot of people on the streets are mentally ill?
Okay, what happens if the student is mentally ill?
Oh, God, hey, you did not just go there. Oh,
no,
God.
What are you talking about?
That's a mental block. He just can't get it.
Yeah.
That happens.
He doesn't do well on tests.
Like me in math.
What I want to know is how did Nerd Alert, Nerd Attack, Nerd Loser.
What is that all from?
When are
those
from?
Nerd Crisis.
Yeah, Nerd Crisis. When are those from?
Nerd Power.
Did I put those in?
Screw the nerds.
Come on.
I have no idea. I just found
I don't know
them
where
the
they came from either.
Put up a poll. Put up a poll.
Nerd Power.
All right. We get it. I have values and ethics. These guys don't.
You have
me
no,
and Boss
you
Amanda.
Have no values.
Me and Boss Amanda. You don't share our values.
Yeah, but thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I walk around stoned all the time. Yeah.
So you used to like hide your paper from your students around you so they couldn't look off your paper,
of course.
Right? You like put your shoulders around and
block
your paper.
Yeah, I don't want
people copying. It's my test.
Me.
I don't. Exactly. What do you can't copy
if I'm
from
putting
me.
The work in, you need to put the work in.
Yeah, I don't want somebody else to
don't
say
go
when
partying,
I studied.
Michael's
need to put the work
fun.
In. He's okay. On scholarship. He has a game against Ohio State that night.
Okay, Amanda. Suppose there's 20 questions and he's stuck on one or she's stuck on one. Would you help her or him?
No.
Not one.
No.
If he's
Why?
Only if they're only missing one
lunch?
Question, they're still going to get an A on the test.
Well,
if it's
not.
Only one
maybe
question.
Maybe they did the other questions, but they say, I just can't get this one.
Well, too bad. Jeez. I'm going to get marked down for it. You get marked down for it.
Yeah, there's ones I'm not going to know, but I'm not going to go off and ask someone else for the answer.
Hey, I'll buy you lunch if you give me the answer to number 6.
What no.
Why?
It's no, it's lunch. Not. It's not ethical. It's just not. All right.
Our parents raised us right.
Correct. Thank you, Boss Amanda. Thank
mean.
You, Boss
yeah,
Amanda.
You guys are mean.
No,
both
we're ethical.
Of you.
Ethical, and we have values.
You're choosing
Real
not
values.
To help.
Real
you guys,
values.
You and Amanda. Hey, teacher, you forgot to give us homework for the weekend.
Yeah, you're the one. I don't understand where you got the 4X.
No,
yeah.
That's not me. I'm not asking
that?
For more.
You weren't asking for homework?
No, but I'm not letting people copy off my paper.
Yep.
Nerd.
Power. All right. Well, when big sound guy voice starts saying stuff like that, I really can't win the argument,
all right.
Can I?
Coming up next, we should get into this J.J. Redick.
Oh, yeah, the J.J. Redick
thing's
awesome.
Do?
Yeah,
right,
you're
wait till you hear it, Michael. You're going
to
be perfect to
Plus
talk about this.
Plus a little Kendrick Perkins stuff, too. He's got some good stuff, too.
You talking about the one with Jokic?
Exactly.
Oh, man,
we'll talk about that coming up, too. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Screw the nerds.